They don't see that. I mean, it's outside of their framework.
You're absolutely right. They don't have a capacity when this spirit is at work in them to even know the love of God.
And it's really a total inability to make the switch.
And so shouldn't it's disastrous for parents to just watch a child continue to spiral downward in this destructive behavior and not do anything about it. And Darren, I am so thankful that God has given you this revelation. And we have in this two-tape series, we're both talking about Ishmael and Jezebel. And I believe those of you who are listening should really consider this and keep this in your library. If you have an Ishmael or Jezebel in your family, I believe it's so important for you to get hold of a member, a pastor, or a spiritual member of your family, and pray for this person first, that his will would be freed from this spirit, and then eventually go to him and tell him about this Ishmael spirit that has been active in him.
Well, I'd say whether you were talking about an Ishmael spirit or Jezebel spirit is one that must be confronted, because that person is trapped. They are trapped, and it's almost like a severe drug addiction. They can't get out on their own. But I want to say this to you straight out. What you don't confront, you allow. Mm-hmm. Now, in this case, when you allow a Jezebel or an Ishmael spirit to function in your family, you are in sin, because that is a spirit that comes right out of the pit of hell. You can't allow that.
And by compromising in a parent's life, then they are not going to get their prayers answered, because their faith is going to be affected also by this.
Well, you've seen families, Barbara, because we talked about this at length. You've seen families, as I have, where almost all of the time spent by the adult in their later years is picking up the messes, fixing the messes made by this Ishmael or this Jezebel.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen them come into a family and divide brothers and sisters.
Oh, yes.
I mean, split a family right down the middle that was getting along, until the agitator came along and started manipulating. And manipulation is a major modus operandi by both of these spirits, a Jezebel spirit and an Ishmael spirit. And manipulation is, as according to Scripture, witchcraft.
That's right. It's found in 1 Samuel chapter 15.
And we almost get into idolatry as families when we allow this thing to go on. We almost idolize this thing, and I know you have to have the veil taken off of your mind to understand this, but we almost idolize it. We start making space for that spirit. We start funding that spirit. We start doing all of these things. We cripple the rest of the family because of this spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the victim. It's the spirit.
Well, and it's affecting everybody else in the family.
Yes, it is.
Even
negatively.
All the well-balanced people in the family, they come out of there, you know, especially when you have gatherings, they come out of here saying, I'm never going there again, or, you know, this is just too much for me to handle. So I believe this is right on, Darren, and I thank God for your perception here. And the article is in the October issue of it's Freedom Magazine. If you want to call us or write to us and ask for a magazine, it takes up three pages here in the magazine. Is there an Ishmael in your house? And if you would like an October of the 2002 magazine, call us at area code 303-689-0499. Or if you're out of the Rocky Mountain region and it's long distance, toll free 1-866-917-7256 and ask for an October issue of the magazine. We'll send it out to you.
And I want to pray this prayer that the Lord gave me by revelation to come against this curse. And this thing is so possessive and so divisive, and I could go on and on, but it almost brings a spirit of murder into the family. And I believe unchecked it could go that far. It could become a murderous situation. But let me read this and pray this prayer with you. Lord God of heaven and earth, in Jesus' name and by his blood, I say that this Ishmael spirit is bound from the will and mind of this one in our family who is under its influence and attack. I say in Jesus' name, this demonic curse is now defeated by Jesus' blood and Jesus' authority. I declare victory through Jesus' blood over this curse. I say it is now defeated and can no longer operate against this person in our family that's afflicted by this spirit. Lord, I loose and place the spirit of cooperation and respect and fear of the Lord upon this one that's been afflicted by the Ishmael spirit or the Jezebel spirit. And the love of Jesus Christ shall come upon them. Lord God, show your love for this person that we're praying for today. Your love today in Jesus' name and blood is stronger than the curse of the Ishmael or the Jezebel spirit. I thank you, Father, for this major deliverance today. We bind this spirit of Ishmael. We bind the spirit of Jezebel in the powerful name of Jesus. Say it can no longer operate against our loved one, our friend, or our family. In Jesus' name, we cast it out. We send it away. And Lord, in this place, we put a spirit of love, compassion, understanding, and acceptance, and a spirit to know the love of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise God. Well, we see the effects of Ishmael in this day and age, as far as Israel's concerned, Darren, and they're continually fighting against this spirit because it hasn't been addressed. And we know that it's also alive in our families. So I pray today that as you're listening to it and you're identifying spirits in your family, especially if you're a mom or a dad, and you have a child who has the tendencies or characteristics of the Ishmael spirit that we've talked about. And again, I just want to go over these and say, you know, if you have a child who's self-centered or selfish, only thinking of himself, vindictive and argumentative, always disagreeing, brash and loud, always wanting to be the center of attention, defiant and rebellious toward instruction and all authority, wandering through life with no goals or visions, if you're funding an older adult child, and especially a male, we recommend this two-tape series, the Ishmael Jezebel Spirits. It's $14 for two tapes, and just send a check to us for $14 to Darren Live, Box 37367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. And this thing that has been a family, it's actually been a family curse. You have felt such oppression. And Darren, like you say, that child that was born in that family, and she had to put a thing over his pen, a lid, and
over
then
his
he
pen.
Got to over his,
actually, his over lid his, on the crib,
on the crib, right. Over his playpen, I was going to say, but and then he grew up to be a teenager, and the mother was saying, "I don't know this child." If you have a child like that, I would just truly recommend this series. I believe as you break that curse of the Ishmael or Jezebel spirit over your child, you will see a profound difference.
Well, this kid. As I said, he was a teenager in our church, but I saw him go to prison or some kind of detention facility for some wrong he'd done. I don't even know what sent him up there. But he came out and they said, "Now listen, you cannot carry a gun. There are several things you cannot do." Guess what? He started carrying a gun. Mm-hmm. Guess what? He got caught and thrown back into the slammer. Well, that was his life. And many times these Ishmaels cause so much problems for the rest of the family, and everybody's dancing around it and taking care of poor so-and-so, and feeling guilty and embarrassed and everything else, and they have absolutely no idea what to do with them.
That's right. Now, was it Lance who was able to control him somewhat? It was another one. All right. Lance was such a spiritual teenager that there was another young man that used to just wreak havoc, and Lance was able to go into him and counsel. It kind of reminds me of King Saul. He was filled with this spirit, and the only one that could bring some kind of peace and order to his life was David when he brought his lyre and played for him.
Well, this young man I'm thinking of was a friend of Lance, oldest son, my oldest son, but Lance was such a spiritual young man, he could handle him.
Mm-hmm.
And matter of fact, they would call for Lance, and Lance could take care of it. But this one, this kid was a wild one. He was wired wrong. There was no shame, no boundaries. He was disenfranchised. He was like he had no country, no homeland, no base. He was outside of the loop. He was never in the loop. And it caused great harm for his parents and for the friends around him.
Well, and we see some psychologists saying, well, this baby never did bond with his parents, his mom or his dad. And we got a whole bunch of horrible practices out there, like taking the child back to the womb and wrapping him with blankets and that kind of stuff because he didn't bond with his parents. This could be the Ishmael spirit, Darren, and this could be a Jezebel spirit. And you cannot deal with these spirits on a emotional or psychological plane. It's got to be in the spirit. So I praise God for this teaching, and thank you, Father. We praise you that you have brought an answer to some families' frustrating lives. And Father, I just ask that you, by the unction of Holy Spirit, will tell the listener, yes, you are involved in this, and you can cut off this spirit in your family with prayer, with intercession, and with deliverance. thank you, Father, for answers. There's not one situation in our life that doesn't have an answer, and I praise you, Lord, that you have the answer for every situation. Thank you so much. We love you. We trust you.